The following is a sponsored program. High Desert Broadcasting is not responsible for the views or claims expressed in this program.
Hi.
Good morning, Vicky.
Isn't it funny that here we are, we're going to talk about sex today, and everybody in this room is low energy and coldish.
Yeah, well, we'll get over it.
Well, we better. We got to be on now.
Hey,
so we're here with Joey.
Say hi, Joey.
Hi, Joey.
Our guest today in studio is Joey Scarbury. He's a dear friend of Vicky's and a good acquaintance of mine. And we'll have a friend of mine from college on the phone in a little bit, Rob Donner, on the East Coast, to give us the East Coast perspective.
Hopefully he's
on
grown
sex.
Up since college.
Did I just say, what did I just say? I didn't
good
say sex,
college.
I said seps.
Is there a difference in sex between the West Coast and the East Coast?
I don't know.
Good
we'll find
question.
Out.
Wow.
You know, Rob is a West Coast boy, but he moved back East probably 10 years ago. So probably has an interesting perspective on that.
I don't know. I'm from the Midwest, and sex seems to be the same there as it is here.
Yeah, I think there's only a finite number of things you can do, actually.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
We'll start counting.
Okay.
There's one.
Oh. So where do we want to start?
I don't know. We have questions that people send us on Facebook.
We have
Esquire questions. We have some sort of doctory type questions.
We have the sexual etiquette guide. We have all sorts of stuff. By the way, if you want to talk about sex, 661-266-4420. If you have my phone, you can text me. I know a few people said they were going to do that during the show. And if you're on Facebook, you can send us messages on Facebook.
That's just scared talking if they're going to text questions.
Well, that's kind of what I said. I'm like, dude, you know, bring it.
Yeah.
If you're gonna talk about it with me, just talk about
it
with
me. So what's the best question that you got over Facebook?
Well,
you know,
I
couldn't get any reception this weekend, so I don't know what my questions were.
Well, okay, so I think
what's
this one.
What's the juiciest question?
The juiciest
Let's
question?
Start
I know.
Joey off
it's,
on...
it's either about oral sex or pulling hair. Which one do you want?
Oh, oral sex is more juicy than pulling hair.
Well, it depends. Again, you're talking about pulling hair while having oral sex, or. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, the
and,
question.
Or, see,
the...
there's two, three. You know, I said we're going to keep track.
By the way, warning. Okay, warning. If there are kids in the room, please get them out of the room. We will try to keep it as non-obscene and vulgar as possible, but it's going to get graphic. That's just all there is to it.
It'll get graphic?
It'll get graphic.
That implies visual to me.
Well, visual, 90% of it's in the brain, Vicky.
Exactly.
Hello. That's why fantasies work so well.
Yeah, but graphic implies it's on the computer and everything.
Okay, well, what's the word, Joey? It's going to get...
It's going to get real.
It's going to get real. All right, so all the women that I know want to know, why do you guys always want oral sex?
You know what? I really don't have the answer to that question.
It seems to me like the obvious answer is
because
it feels good.
that's true, but I think it's more of a domination thing on a man's part than it is the feel-good thing. Because to be quite frank with you, the other feels a lot better, in my opinion.
Hmm.
Okay? But I think it's just more of that domination kind of thing.
Oh, that's interesting.
And you know what? The older you get, the more that kind of goes away. I mean, I'm still very, very, very sexual, and my wife and I are, however.
And his wife has confirmed that to me.
Yes.
What, that he's very,
very
sexual,
sexual
or not
yeah.
as dominating as he was when he was younger?
However,
no, well.
The importance of that part is truly not near as important as, or never was really that important. I mean, it's always a joke, you know, you know, she bends down, hey, while you're down there, that kind of thing, you know. But I mean,
yeah.
The actual act itself of that is not that extremely important to me. I suppose it might be for some more men who want to feel more in control, because I think that's about what it's more about than anything, honestly.
That was more men and not Mormon, right?
Yeah. More, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's interesting, because back in the day when I just, you know, was young and had become sexually active, that was the opinion, that oral sex was very dominating.
Right.
Yeah. And now here we are approaching a different age. I'm a little older than that. And I guess I had forgotten that. That would not have crossed my mind.
See, and that's interesting because why would it be dominating for a woman to do it to a man, but not so dominating for a man to do it to a woman?
Good question. I don't know.
You know what I mean? Sure. I mean, what's the difference?
It could be pretty dominating.
I think well, dominating and controlling, I think a man feels very much in control if he can get a woman to do that.
Wow.
As opposed to the opposite.
So it's an ego thing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, in my opinion. I mean, I could be all wet so as far as most men go, but you know, that's...
I've been before. So flip it. And mm-hmm. you know, women want oral sex, too.
Absolutely.
So I'll ask you first. In your opinion, is that a control thing or not?
No, I don't think so. I think it's a feels-good thing.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
It's an experimental.
However, that being said, I do know several. I mean, you know, women, we talk about everything, right?
Right, right.
Several of my friends, if their husbands aren't doing it, they'll go on strike. And they'll just say flat out, forget it, you know?
If their husbands aren't doing what?
If their husbands are not doing oral sex, they won't
give. It's totally different for women than it is for men. Because as a man, he's going to orgasm no matter what. I mean, he's going to, you know, whether it's through penetration, oral sex, whatever, okay? But a woman, it's different. I mean, there's not a whole lot of women that can actually orgasm just through penetration.
Yeah,
okay?
That's true.
So I mean, more women will, you know, most women will orgasm on oral sex if it's done correctly.
Now, do you guys know why that is? There's a physiological reason for that. Do you know what it is?
Of course.
What?
It's called... I don't know. How graphic do we want to get?
That was a great word. You can say what it's called because that's a scientific
word. The clitoris is so far from the actual opening itself. It's hard to stimulate that.
Right. People don't understand how babies develop and how boys turn into girls, the difference, the differentiation. Physiologically, the tissue that turns to the clitoris is the same tissue that's the tip of the penis.
Right.
And the tissue that turns into the vagina is the same tissue that turns into the shaft. So it's because men, a lot of times, especially younger men, don't know that. They don't realize that it's mm-hmm. the same tissue from an embryological standpoint, and then when the hormones go during development, they differentiate into boys and girls. But yeah, if you completely ignore it, it's like us just completely ignoring the tip of your penis.
Right.
Which is pretty much impossible.
Which doesn't... Well, yeah,
right.
And you can't really... Well, it is. I mean, when you really think about it.
Well, how do you ignore it?
It is when you really think about it. But I think that's one of the main reasons that women, you know... prefer, I mean, need that or want that more so than maybe, well, not men, because men want it too, but
yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know where I was going with that, actually.
Well, thank you for the perspective. When Rob comes on, we'll have to ask him if it's the same thing for him, domination. Yeah. I'm guessing the answer is yes. We've been friends for over 20 years. And
Well, there's a fine line between domination and control.
Absolutely. There, well,
you know, I think in most sexual situations, it's control. Not mm-hmm. domination, because like...
Yeah, that was probably sex, the wrong word. Control, I think, is a better word. Yeah.
You use that later, so right. I just want to clarify. Because when you're talking sex, that's a whole different world.
Right.
That makes, what, five now? Six we've talked about?
How much time do we have?
Counting.
1 minute. All right, so let's ask this. If you're going to pull our hair, why do you pull it from the ends?
I'm not a hair puller.
Got it.
So couldn't tell you that.
I have never had my hair pulled during sex, I couldn't tell you that either.
This one came from a friend of mine, and she's like, from the base, please, not from the ends.
Okay, just for future reference.
For those of you who are hair pullers, make sure you pull it from the base and not the ends.
Again, I think that's a control and domination thing if they're holding your hair.
Well, it also depends.
Think about it.
It also depends.
They don't
want to
fall off. And we'll get into that later.
It also depends on the position, though, too.
That's what I just said.
Oh, is it? I didn't hear that. Sorry.
Hold on. When I read that question, I went, pulling hair? What are you talking about?
Interesting fact.
Pulling hair at the base.
Interesting fact from Esquire. Republicans prefer to have their partners on top. Democrats prefer it doggy style.
Wow.
That's exactly what I said.
I'm just wondering how the hell they asked that question.
I'm thinking of doggy style as a control and a submissive versus control position.
You know, I don't think so. I think men just really like to look at women's asses.
That could be true.
I don't think it has so much to do with submission. It's just, you know.
Plus, I said ass.
I did. And I admitted it this time.
Joey's got the funny look on his
face. Yeah, I tend to disagree with you.
Okay.
I think that that most men would much prefer to see a frontal shot of their woman as they're making love, as opposed to just staring at their butt and their back. That's my opinion. It's okay. A lot more sexual.
You'd have to be a butt guy.
Yeah.
And you couldn't be a butt girl and do it doggy style unless you're using tools.
Right. Now, most women's least favorite position is reverse cowgirl. Only 2% said they actually preferred it.
Reverse cowgirl?
Yeah, woman.
I can imagine
it's
that.
A woman on top facing the other direction.
Yeah.
Oh.
So most women don't like that, whereas men do tend to like that one.
That one is kind of fun. And I'll go into why later, but.
Okay.
No
so,
comment. It got quiet.
Anyway, next interesting fact. Are you more willing to sacrifice sex or sleep? 61% of women say they'd rather lose the sex. What do you think men said? 65% sleep. Of men would rather give up sleep.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was not surprised by that one at all.
It's sort of like a little balance in there.
Yeah.
If I'm exhausted, I'd rather give up the sex. And if I'm not, I'd rather give up the sleep.
Yeah. So, anyway, where are we at? Do we have any? Okay, we're going to wrap it up. We'll be back in a little bit. We'll get Rob on the phone.
We'll be right back. Oh. Mm-hmm. Mm. Oops.
Most people agree that network marketing is an excellent vehicle to achieving financial freedom. But if you are only retaining 6 to 7% of your people, you won't get very far. Hi, this is Debbie Callis. Seriously, I had a major headache from banging my head against the wall over how to help the people in my organization achieve the success that I was enjoying. Unfortunately, I, along with most network marketers, have been taught that we are in a sales and recruiting business. But with 90% of the population being sales resistant, how can the average person truly find success? The truth is, network marketing is a teaching and mentoring business, and you need a proven, duplicatable system that will work for the masses. My life and business turned around when I came across the free ebook, Success in 10 Steps, by Michael DeLohi. And now, I'd like to share this free ebook with you as well. Visit my website at my10steps.com. That's my, the number 10, steps.com. No products or companies are ever mentioned. It's just a straight scoop on the industry. So put that bottle of aspirin away and get started with some great information that will get you on your way to truly owning your life.
Hi, this is Dr. Andrea Mills with Allied Chiropractic. Everybody knows that when you're in pain, a chiropractor is your go-to doctor for safe and effective results. But did you know that chiropractic patients are healthier than the average population? Studies show that patients who get regular chiropractic care spend less money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, surgeries, and hospitalizations than the average population. Why is that? Well, it makes perfect sense to me. It'll make sense to you, too, if you tune in to my new show, It's a Paradox, with me and my co-host, Dr. Vicki Thomas, where we'll be blowing the lid on living the good life, teaching about how to make your body work better, and a bunch of other great stuff. So listen here on 1380 AM or www.newstalk1380.com. That's on Mondays at 11 a.m. And listen in to find out what you can do to make your body heal that painful condition without drugs, have stronger resistance to colds, flu, and disease, and perform at your very best. We'll talk to you then. Thanks.
If you're smoking and you're choking, call us now. If you're smoking and you're choking, call us now. If you're smoking and you're choking and you want to stop from croaking, if you're smoking and you're choking, call us now.
After my first session here, I walked out of here an ex-smoker. I never smoked after that.
It's been better than a year and a half. I have not had a single urge to smoke.
Hi, this is Dr. Vicki Thomas with Rev It Up Hypnosis, and I've been helping people stop smoking for over 12 years now. Thousands of people.
There were no withdrawal symptoms. None. Zero. I left here, had no desire to smoke.
It's just unbelievable. If you really want to quit smoking, this is the easiest way to quit smoking.
Rev It Up Hypnosis, 661-209-2632. And even though results may vary, we offer a service guarantee and a free hypnosis screening.
If you're smoking and you're choking and you want to stop from croaking, if you're smoking and you're choking, call us now.
Mommy, now you don't have to die.
That's Rev It Up Hypnosis, 661-209-2632.
Okay, we're back.
Oops, the last thing I said was oops.
Oops, I did it again. All right, so I think we've got Rob on the phone. Rob?
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, I guess I have to put on headphones to hear Rob.
How are you?
Hi, how's it going?
Good. So, Vicky, Rob, Vicky, Joey,
hey, Rob.
Hi there.
Rob, Joey. Rob and I have been friends since college, so we were college buddies. And
the first question we
over
had
20
for
years,
you, Rob,
right?
What?
The first question we had for you, and actually Joey came up with it, is sex different on the East Coast than on the West Coast?
Since you've had sex both places?
Well, in what sense? In what aspect of it?
We're
I don't know. You're the one on the East Coast. Answer the question.
Well, I guess there's certain parts about it that are different, but not in and of itself. I think just the things that are surrounding it are.
In what way?
Well, ironically, you know, you think of the East Coast as being a lot of rushing around and everybody has to be on time. And when you're in California, nobody's on time and everybody just kind of casually does their thing, right?
You know, that may have changed since you moved away.
You think so, huh?
Yeah, no. And you know, Rob is from Santa Barbara, and Santa Barbara is a very different town. And
yes.
he was born and raised there, and it's much more laid back than L.A. So I think that's changed a little bit since you moved away, because things are a little bit more rushed here than you remember them being.
Interesting.
Pretty sure they find time for sex in L.A.
In all fairness,
well, they find time for that everywhere, of course. But, the thing is, you have to plan for it a little bit better on the East Coast.
Okay.
Is that because you guys are...
You have to plan for it in the sense that, you know, being that it's going to take an hour to get there and an hour to get home, wherever it is, and, okay, so we have to figure, do I have enough time to get her drunk? Do I have enough time to...
Rob, you
did not
just say
that. There's a lot of other
that.
Factors involved.
Well, honestly, that could be part of the thought process.
Okay.
Seriously.
I'm going to tell you, if you have to get her drunk to get laid, you're doing something wrong.
That was just put in there as a just in case. You might have to, or some people prefer to.
Come on. You've had plenty of sex when you weren't drunk.
You don't like having a glass of wine?
Of course I like having a glass of wine. That doesn't make me drunk.
Good enough.
Okay. Okay. I've got I like his voice text on somebody. For you ladies out there, Rob is, he's single. He's 6'4", blonde hair, blue eyes. He's a great cook, but he is not interested in doing any ring shopping anytime soon. So
correct.
Don't get sucked into the Donner charm, because the Donner charm will break your heart. Isn't that right?
Is that a compliment? I'm not sure.
Yes, it's a compliment.
Okay,
but
good.
Only I can say it, because I've known you for so long.
That's true.
So
very good thinking.
Okay, so what do you think about oral sex? Is it a control thing, or is it a pleasure thing?
Which end are we on here?
Oh, did you hear that part of the conversation?
Did I what?
Did you hear that part of the conversation?
No, I couldn't hear anything while I was on hold, actually.
Okay, so we asked Joey earlier, why do you guys always want oral sex? And his answer was it was a control thing. I mean, I thought it was sort of obvious because it felt good, but he says, no, it's a control thing. So what do you think?
But I didn't hear the part of whether I'm on the giving end or the receiving end.
Oh, you're on the receiving end.
On the receiving end? I don't see any control element there.
Joey's shaking his head.
Yeah?
Okay, so you two discuss.
Well, I'm not sure how that could be a control thing if I'm on the receiving end.
No, pardon me. What I was saying was, they were asking the question is, why do men want oral sex all the time? And from my standpoint, I would much rather have the other sex than oral sex, regular intercourse.
I would agree with you.
Yeah, but so I think that most men, because they demand oral sex... Mm. So much is because it's more of a control issue, controlling the woman as opposed to, you know, just.
I think there's got to be an element of that.
I really do.
That's an interesting theory.
No, I think there's definitely an element of that.
There may be. Yeah, I hadn't even considered that.
Yeah, I would never have thought of it that way. I mean, bringing it up, I can see where you're coming from. Certainly, I guess I'm just. I don't know. Maybe. I'm not sure how that would manifest itself for someone like myself who's single anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. It's like a foreplay thing and all that. But,
right.
I mean, I could literally live without it.
Yeah, I think I'd be able to get by.
You know, but I know that there are several men that I know that there's no way they could.
Well,
they would much prefer to have oral sex than have regular sex.
And Dr. Mills said that she knows women who... If they are not getting oral sex, they're going to turn down their husband and shut the restaurant.
I've heard that one before,
I don't know
actually,
so much
yeah.
about shutting the restaurant, but they will stop doing that particular act.
Sure.
Yeah. I think everything else is fair game.
That then does make it an absolute control issue.
Well, that certainly does, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's definitely a control issue.
Absolutely. Right, exactly.
Okay, now listen, I got to ask you guys, lingerie or no lingerie? Do you just want us to show up naked, or do you actually want us to put something on?
No lingerie for me.
Either one's fine with me, actually. But actually, I'll tell you what, it's coming off very soon.
Yeah, if you have great lingerie under your clothes,
right,
that's an extreme turn on.
Right. Very neat. Right. Very
if
cool.
You, like, walk out of the bathroom in lingerie, nah.
Okay.
Nah.
Well, unless they went in with the other things on top of it at the beginning, and then,
okay, exactly,
then you figure you're about halfway through the process.
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure Jim wouldn't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't care.
One or the other
is
equally,
I'm saying, don't
yeah.
waste the money.
Well. Okay, now here's my other question, and this was brought up by a girlfriend of mine who has recently put on a little bit of weight. I mean, how much do you care about that? How much do you care when we put on 10 or 15 pounds, or do you really just want us to show up naked and do you?
That's a good question, because, you know,
because so many women struggle with self-esteem naked.
Yeah, 80% of my clients are weight loss clients. So what happens is they're coming in telling me they don't want to have sex because they're having to have it in complete dark, cover up with the blankets, because they don't want their husband to see them.
Right. So please talk on that, gentlemen.
Yeah. Have they put on a large amount of weight? Is that
quite frequently? Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah, it depends.
Sometimes,
you know,
yeah.
sometimes with babies. Sometimes with babies. I mean, yeah, it just depends.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you've put on, say, 5 pounds in the last 2 weeks, I don't think that's going to make much of a difference at all.
No, of course not. But let's
but
say,
if
let's
you
say
all
between
of a sudden
20
explode
and 50.
On us, you know, it's.
You know, sex is extremely visual for men.
Yes.
It's not so
you know,
much for
it,
women.
No, I disagree. But it is visual for women as well.
Is it? Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, for men, even more so. I think, God is, you know, I have never had to go through that myself. Because
yeah,
my wife
well,
is just
yeah, Dion is beautiful.
Incredible. Incredible. However, she has to put up with it with me all the time. It's like rocket ship up 20, 30 pounds or down 20, 30 all the time. But so I really couldn't say. I mean, if you know, if she ballooned up, I mean, I've been married 31 years.
Wow.
So if she ballooned up right now, I'd probably have to keep her.
You know? Dion, you're safe.
Well, you've already made enough interest on that to make it worth it anyway. So.
Exactly. You know, it's difficult to say. Yeah, I think if a woman...
You know, I'll tell you one thing. I think that women tend to be a lot more self-conscious about their bodies than they need to be.
Exactly. But I also think that women... there's a difference in putting on some weight, and there's another difference in completely letting yourself go.
Right.
Okay? So I think if a woman still puts on 20, 30, 40 pounds or whatever, she can still be sexy.
Right.
But if she lets herself go, which a lot of women who gain weight tend to do...
Right,
that's a totally different thing.
Well, sexy, yeah. Sexy know? is much mental. I didn't say that right. Sexy is very mental. It's
yeah.
a mental attitude. It's a state of mind. It's a
yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
Yeah, well, one of the
Look
things
at
I
Queen Latifah. I mean, yeah. I know she's gay, but I mean, still, she's a big woman, but she's sexy.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, I try to get through to my clients when they're at that place, and usually they're there in my office, and they're not dressed like. Femaleish anyway. They're,
yeah.
you know, maybe even wearing their husband's clothes because that's all that fits now.
Yeah.
And to me, that is the most unsexy thing when they're wearing yep. the guy's flannels.
And ladies, let me tell you, I mean, I had two babies, so I've put on and taken off weight over the last several years. If you are putting weight on, just go buy new clothes that fit you. You will feel much more beautiful.
Feminine
You'll feel much sexier
yeah.
if you're wearing feminine clothes in sizes that fit you. And then when you lose the weight, stick
and
back
get your
hair
done
and
do your makeup
exactly.
for heaven's sakes.
And go buy a pretty bra. I mean, it's one of the things I never leave the house in like granny panties. Ever. It's a decision I made in college.
And we all appreciate that.
Yeah, exactly.
TMI.
Well, you know, but it's important because it's like you said, what you wear underneath is important.
I 100% agree. It not only sets up the mood if it comes about where you're going to be taking your clothes off and the gentleman's going to see something. But it also, I think, makes the woman feel better.
But even if you're not in a sexual situation,
right?
Just knowing that you're wearing a hot bra and hot panties makes
saying.
You feel good.
That's
oh,
what
yeah.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think it helps your ego without a doubt.
Absolutely,
yeah. Certainly. Yeah.
Now, who was that talk show host that used to have the Flash Fridays? And the whole thing, you know, you're driving down the road and you were supposed to flash your fancy bra.
I've never heard of that.
No, you were supposed to.
Where was I for this?
You were, I don't know. Tom Likas, I believe.
I think so.
Yeah, Tom Likas. Mm. And he wasn't saying flash your bra.
That's what it ended up being.
It was more like the New Orleans flashing.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Flashing, yeah.
So, gentlemen, sex with the TV on or sex with the TV off?
Doesn't matter to me one way or the other. Depends on the mood, you know. I mean, seriously, it doesn't matter. Sex is sex.
I don't have the TV on in my house very often anyway, and if I do, it's for sports, and that's not going to happen at the same time anyway.
Let's put it this way. If we're having sex, the TV can be on. If we're making love, where it's a long, drawn-out process thing, I prefer it off.
Okay, well, I'm just going to tell you from the woman's point of view, turn the frickin' TV off.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the TV thing.
Yeah, because anytime the attraction
goes... came up on
goes...
Facebook the other day about people under 25 saying, 10% of people under 25 saying it's okay to text during sex?
Yeah,
That's actually on the Esquire thing. Let me see if I can find it. It was something like 12% of men and 7% of women have answered a work call or email during sex. And I'm thinking... why do you even have your phone turned on in the same room? If you're going to have your phone on, at least put it in the other room so you don't get distracted.
Right. What's that all about?
Exactly.
How strange.
Yeah.
No. So, I wouldn't even put my cell phone in the same room. Unless, of course, that would have to be really bad sex.
It would be really bad sex.
Is there such a thing as bad sex?
Yes, there is.
Really?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, there is.
I suppose there is.
Yeah, no, there is such a thing as bad sex. Well, okay, first of all, bad sex is when you finish and then you're just done and you ignore us. Like, if you haven't taken care of us first, then you finish and you're done.
But that's what I'm saying. So for men,
if they're done, they're done.
Yeah, you know.
It was good.
If there's a happy ending, it's a happy ending. You know what I'm saying?
Roll over and go to sleep.
Yes. No, but that's selfish sex. And selfish sex is bad sex.
Yeah, no, I agree. What you're saying. I absolutely agree. Yeah.
But that's not the only kind there is either.
No.
And you could also have unenthusiastic sex.
True.
Right.
True.
Which is awful.
Yes.
Right.
I think there are a lot of housewives that do that a lot.
Unenthusiastic sex?
Sure.
Yeah. Because their option is if they're not having...
It's called necrophilia.
Yeah. That's pretty unenthusiastic.
Oh, that's just an image I didn't need.
Yeah.
Thanks,
yeah.
Joey. I appreciate that.
Well, because if they're not having it and they don't want their husband to go outside the marriage,
right,
then they have unenthusiastic sex thinking they're doing their duty.
Right. Do you guys like it when we talk dirty?
Oh, yeah.
When who does? You or us?
Actually, it
doesn't matter. The answer is yes.
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 it doesn't matter.
The answer is absolutely yes.
Oh, yeah. That's always good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. We got to
go on a break.
Have a break.
All right. So, Rob, hang on the phone. We'll be back with you in a little bit.
You want me to hang on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. We've got...
Hey. Are we on commercial?
Most people agree that network marketing is an excellent vehicle to achieving financial freedom. But if you are only retaining 6 to 7% of your people, you won't get very far. Hi, this is Debbie Callis. Seriously, I had a major headache from banging my head against the wall over how to help the people in my organization achieve the success that I was enjoying. Unfortunately, I, along with most network marketers, have been taught that we are in a sales and recruiting business. But with 90% of the population being sales resistant, how can the average person truly find success? The truth is, network marketing is a teaching and mentoring business, and you need a proven, duplicatable system that will work for the masses. My life and business turned around when I came across the free ebook, Success in 10 Steps, by Michael Delohi. And now I'd like to share this free ebook with you as well. Visit my website at my10steps.com. That's my10steps.com. No products or companies are ever mentioned. It's just a straight scoop on the industry. So put that bottle of aspirin away and get started with some great information that will get you on your way to truly owning your life.
Hi, this is Dr. Andrea Mills with Allied Chiropractic. Everybody knows that when you're in pain, a chiropractor is your go-to doctor for safe and effective results. But did you know that chiropractic patients are healthier than the average population? Studies show that patients who get regular chiropractic care spend less money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, surgeries, and hospitalizations than the average population. Why is that? Well, it makes perfect sense to me. It'll make sense to you, too, if you tune in to my new show, It's a Paradox, with me and my co-host, Dr. Vicki Thomas, where we'll be blowing the lid on living the good life, teaching about how to make your body work better, and a bunch of other great stuff. So listen here on 1380 AM or www.newstalk1380.com That's on Mondays at 11 a.m. And listen in to find out what you can do to make your body heal that painful condition without drugs, have stronger resistance to colds, flu, and disease, and perform at your very best. We'll talk to you then. Thanks.
If you're smoking and you're choking, call us now. If you're smoking and you're choking, call us now. If you're smoking and you're choking and you want to stop from croaking, if you're smoking and you're choking, call us now.
After my first session here, I walked out of here an ex-smoker. I never smoked after that.
It's been better than a year and a half. I have not had a single urge to smoke.
Hi, this is Dr. Vicki Thomas with Revit Up Hypnosis, and I've been helping people stop smoking for over 12 years now. Thousands of people.
There were no withdrawal symptoms. None. Zero. I left here, had no desire to smoke.
It's just unbelievable. If you really want to quit smoking, this is the easiest way to quit smoking.
Revit Up Hypnosis, 661-209-2632. And even though results may vary, we offer a service guarantee and a free hypnosis screening.
If you're smoking and you're choking and you want to stop from croaking, if you're smoking and you're choking, call us now.
Mommy, now you don't have to die.
That's Revit Up Hypnosis, 661-209-2632.
Are we back?
Oh, I guess we're
back. All right, we're back. If you want to call in, the number is 661-266-4420. So, Rob, are you still with us?
I am.
All right, and Joey's here. I've got another question.
Okay.
I know you like to tie us up. Do you guys like to be tied up?
I'm not a fan of it, personally.
Me neither.
Tying or being tied?
Being.
And do you like tying?
You know what? I'll tell you, it's one of those things that I'm very 50-50 on, because if one of your ways of responding is to do things like grab my arms while we're in the middle of doing it, then I want you to be able to do that. I like my girls to move around.
I'm with Rob.
All right.
I like them live at
266-4420 if you want to call in. Okie doke.
Okay, so we need to talk a little bit about how can chiropractic help? You know, because we were talking about libido.
Oh, my.
Well, that would be the right way to tie it again. Tie this whole into the radio show, yes.
Somehow we have to tie it into our business, yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Actually,
because I can answer that for me. But
I mentioned this a couple weeks ago. I've had men come in after the first adjustment, and they've said to me, I lasted longer with my wife after that adjustment than I have in, you know, weeks or months or whatever. And it makes sense. If you look at the nervous system and how the nervous system works, arousal is controlled by the parasympathetics, and the parasympathetic nerves are in the brain and in the lowest part of the back. Orgasm is controlled by the sympathetic nervous system. So it's this really delicate interplay between the two parts of the nervous system. And if your nervous system isn't working properly because of misalignments in the spine, you may have issues with one or the other. So think of a woman who is always stressed, her sympathetics are always always running. She has a much harder time getting aroused than somebody who's more relaxed and doesn't have as much stress. Same thing with men, especially, you know, once you hit your 40s and stress is a little bit higher than normal, that arousal response may not be as strong as it once was. And chiropractic can help that. And I've also had women come in. I've had women come in and say, you know, their husband really likes having their leg up on their shoulder, and they used to not be able to do it. And since they've been getting adjusted, they're more flexible, and they can get their leg up there now.
And who doesn't like that?
Yeah, exactly. I got a mental picture right now. I'm perfect.
No. Was that a good image, Joey?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, so yes, chiropractic can help in many ways. And I've had lots of people tell me their sex lives got better after they started coming in.
So alrighty, now then. I get to talk about hypnosis. And I used to shy away from sexual issues in hypnosis because I just didn't want to go there. I didn't want to work with somebody that personally. And then one day I was talking to a male hypnotist that had been in the business like 40 years, and I was sending all my males with impotency problems over to see him, and he just looked at me and goes, "Why are you doing that?" And he said, "The biggest male sex organ is between the ears."
It's true.
So when you fix what's going on in their head, you can fix what's going on in those other male organs.
In the other head.
In the other head. And so I've done a lot of work with clients like that now, and it's true. It's in your head.
Yeah.
When they say it's all in your head, it is all in your head.
Well, much of it is in your head.
Yeah.
I do think that there are some.
Well, the head is connected to the spinal cord and the spine.
Yeah, last time I checked.
And pretty much everything else when you really think about it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So then you can go into the loss of libido with women. We just kind of touched on that a little bit. And there are certain hormone functions that are really important.
Oh, well, women especially are very sensitive to hormonal changes. And I know you guys get it, but I don't think you really get it. I mean, it's, and I never, actually, I never really understood it until I had kids. Because before I had children, I never had hormonal issues. And then after I had the kids, it was a little bit weird there for a few years. So I didn't understand it until I actually experienced it. Like, I always thought, ah, these women are just making up excuses. I literally thought this. Women are making up excuses about their PMS or whatever just because they don't want to have to do it. And then I had babies, and it was a little bit weird.
Yeah, things can throw your hormones out of balance. And a perfectly natural hormonal response for women, like 20-year-olds, lubricate very naturally. 30-year-olds lubricate naturally, but also different. Y'all have been there. You think of a 20-year-old's lubrication, it's like the slip and slide. And then...
Hey, now.
Yeah, well, yeah. Then a 30-year-old's lubrication is still lubricated, but it's a little bit different. And then when you get into the 40s and 50s, the lubrication of a woman changes. And that's a hormone thing. And I work with that too, but I do request that people see a doctor, a medical doctor, to have their hormones tested because I can't do that. And I think that there are some chiropractic things that could be done that there too.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, again, if you have misalignments in the spine that are controlling those areas, it's going to affect how you lubricate. The sacrum in women is a key. We have to work on it because it innervates the ovaries and the uterus and the sex organs. And if it's completely out of whack, they're going to have a much harder time getting aroused.
Okay, so that being said, because we needed to throw that in, there are ways that men can treat their women that will allow the mindset of a woman who's going through a low libido to change. Yeah?
Yeah.
Everybody went silent. Come on, I'm not
the
only
one.
No,
I'm in. I'm waiting for the info.
Yeah, I thought we were being just hearing a lecture here on that.
Yeah, exactly.
Rob mentioned a glass of wine. Being romantic again instead of slam, bam, thank you, ma'am. Come on.
Yeah.
There's so many things you could do. Joey, sure. I know there are things that you can do with your wife to make that evening really romantic.
It's funny. Just something as simple as a touch.
Yeah.
Where you don't normally get that touch.
And don't underestimate
And if it's placed in the right place. Woo-hoo.
Yeah. Well, exactly. But I'm just saying, I'm saying as you're walking out of a restaurant, just put your hand on the small of her back as you're walking out. Because to me, when she does that to me, it affects me. And I'm sure it affects her. Probably even more so,
yeah.
Because that's what they're in tune with.
I know, don't underestimate the power of a kiss.
Right.
A really sexy, sensual kiss will feel it all the way down, if you know.
And I think one thing that happens with a lot of people who have been going out for a long time is you forget a lot of those little things. Like when you're single and you're with a girl for the first time, you're like, okay, you feel like you got to pull out the entire toolbox, no pun intended.
Yeah,
and,
you're right.
There's a spot that all girls like on the back of the neck to be get a little bite here and there, you know, the nails down the back. I know where the buttons are, but you don't remember to push them when you're dealing with the same person for so long.
That's true,
and that's a big mistake to make because even with my last girlfriend, one time, just for some reason, all of a sudden, I was like, you know, I feel like kissing her tonight. I was like, why the heck do I have to think about that? Because it should be automatic.
Right.
Exactly.
And
does it work well.
Don't underestimate the power of that kiss.
Right.
Yeah.
Not only that, but couples, both the male and female side of this, get a little careless. Like when you're very first dating, oh my gosh, you're brushing your teeth after three meals. You're showering more. You're putting on more perfume. You're dressing better, all of those things that you do for those first few dates.
Right.
And then, you know, you've been married a few years, and that kind of goes, okay, well, I don't need a shower tonight. Yes, honey, you do.
In the Esquire, A Thousand Things You Don't Know About Women article, one of them, number 615, is you can't brush your teeth too often.
That's a
good one.
And you cannot brush your teeth too often.
That's
and
true.
It's true. You know, it really is true.
I'm surprised it's down at number 615.
Yeah, me too. I think. Okay, so let's talk about technology. This might be more appropriate to Rob than to the rest of us since we're all married. But
why is that?
How has technology changed
we're
dating?
About to find
you
out.
Know, with texting and voicemails and video, and how has it changed it?
Well, you know, text messaging, I think, has been the greatest advent of all of it. Because the great thing about texting is, A, you don't have to pick up the phone right there. B, you don't have to respond right away.
So what's the issue with picking up the phone?
What's that?
What's the issue with picking up the phone?
Well, if you're at work, you can't necessarily pick up. If I'm at work with my boss, I certainly can't take a phone call from somebody.
That's true.
You know, and that's, and or if you're driving, you're not supposed to, even though a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of situations. If you're in line getting dinner, you don't, you know, you don't necessarily, maybe your hands are full because you've got stuff to do there. There's all kinds of reasons why you might not be able to pick up your phone, but you can get that text message as soon as you have a chance to and respond.
That's interesting. That's interesting because I have had many clients that said, oh, I know he doesn't love me anymore because he doesn't call me. He doesn't call me at noon. He doesn't call me, and I'm like, well, maybe he's busy.
Yeah, he might just be busy.
Maybe he's working.
Girls, I think, get a lot more upset by that than guys do.
Yeah, I do.
Because we're a little more mathematically inclined here. So if A and B are true, then C cannot be. Well, if A and B happen to be, I'm in with my boss, and B, the phone rings, but I can't get it, then C, I was too busy.
Not C, you hate us,
girls,
you don't want to talk to
us. Girls not necessarily make that logical connection. For them, it's like, well, why didn't he call?
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely analyze things way too much and go places we don't need to. I agree.
Yeah. Men do that too, though. Men do. They just analyze it and don't whine about it.
Well, we also don't worry about a lot of things that need to be worried about.
Right.
I have to worry about the fact that the power steering fluid is leaking out of my car. That's a lot different than worrying about if I'm going to get a phone call at 12:15.
Right.
That might not be a great example, but that's what I'm worrying about right now.
What an analogy.
Because I have power steering fluid leaking out of my car.
I assumed that was the case. That's a whole other show.
That was a pretty easy conclusion there, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I'd say, as far as technology goes, that's probably the greatest advent of all of them. Facebook is kind of cool because you end up going onto Facebook and seeing your friends from high school. And it's like, oh, wow, she's still cute.
Yeah.
I haven't parlayed that into anything yet, but but the potential is there.
Yeah.
The potential exists, and
I love reading your Facebook page. It's always very entertaining to me.
What's that?
Reading your Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so, Esquire's State of Sex Quiz. How often do you pleasure yourself? Men, 4.9 times per week. Women, 2.8. That's half.
Well, when I was around 20, 22 years old, that would probably be about true.
Yeah.
Is it more or less
not
now?
Not so much at 40, no.
No, not
less.
As much?
Less.
Not as much, no.
So I wonder how old the men were that they were asking these questions of.
That's important.
I wonder if women in their 40s are more than men then, in their 40s.
Oh.
Because, women hits their sexual prime in their 40s.
Yeah.
Good question.
Did you hear that in his voice? Yeah.
Good question.
So I wonder if that number has changed if they were to do it by age. Okie doke. So, Joey, what questions do you have for us? Rob, what questions do you have for us?
I already know all the answers. I don't have any questions.
Yeah, me too.
You know,
I've been married 31 years.
Okay. Yeah, he's been married 31 years, and I've been paying attention for 20,
so. I still haven't figured anything out.
So, guys, when we say cuddle, why do you think sex?
I wouldn't make that association.
No.
Really?
No,
no,
not at all.
Although I would warn you that doing the cuddling part may lead to it. Because here's one of the things that girls may not realize.
Go ahead.
Woman's skin is a unique feel in the known universe.
Yes.
And it's pretty awesome.
Yes,
and it's gonna get us going.
Yeah.
Okay.
Having that much female skin rubbing up against you is going to get you going.
Okay, but seriously. When we really just want to be held and nothing else, we really do mean nothing else.
Yeah, I know. That doesn't mean that we don't want to.
Right. He's right.
We understand that you're not thinking about it, but we're going to try and be convincing if we can.
So, in other words, you're just going to completely ignore our wishes and go for it anyway.
Well, it's not so much a going for it thing. It's more just, like I said, it's kind of irresistible is probably the best way to put it.
Well, and they're supposed to have 700 orgasms a year, so.
Yeah.
How many? 700?
Yeah, I don't know if you heard that show. Dr. Oz had done this this thing that men for prostate health need to have 700 ejaculations a year.
I believe that.
Almost twice a day.
Yeah, I know, that's what I said. It's twice a day.
I told my wife that.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
Well, what'd she say?
How'd that go?
Yeah, how'd that work for you, Joey?
She agreed with me that probably was the case, but it probably wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, see, that's how I feel. I feel like from a health point of view, that's probably the case, but mm-hmm. it's just not going to happen.
Yeah. You have a call?
Mean 700 cumulatively among the whole country or just among one person?
Caller.
One person.
Hey, Rob, we've got a caller.
We've got a caller, so let's
Hello.
See what our caller has to
Who's
say.
Who's there?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm fine. You can give us your name or just stay anonymous. It's up to you.
Oh, that's fine. My name's Lynn.
Oh, hi, Lynn. How are you?
Good.
Okay, so
hi,
what's
Lynn.
Going on?
So
what,
I'm calling,
what questions do you have for the boys?
You guys were just talking about the masturbating.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And my question to the women is, do you guys get insulted? Like, do you women get insulted if you find out your man is masturbating?
No.
Like, I feel like if I find out my boyfriend is masturbating, I'm like, wow, I need to step up my game. I'm not taking care of him enough.
Well, that's actually a good, healthy attitude, except you can step up your game without thinking that you did something wrong.
Yeah, I'm not offended at all if he wants to take care of himself and I'm not involved.
Oh, okay. And then, my question to the men is, are you doing it because you like to do it or because you're not getting enough sex?
Because you like to do it.
Yeah, I think
you could not be
around. I wouldn't take it personally.
Yeah, it can happen in the weirdest places, but it has nothing to do with the fact. 98% of the time that I'm not getting enough.
Okay, so where is the weirdest place you've ever done it?
Please.
That was a good question, Lynn. That was a really good question.
Yeah. On a trampoline.
No. I meant masturbating, not sex.
While jumping or not?
Not jumping.
Okay. I was going to say that might. That could lead to some
injuries.
Interesting injuries.
Seeing Dr. Mills.
Yeah, exactly. Have sex on a trampoline. See me afterwards.
So, how did this happen? Well,
that's
right,
funny.
Well,
no, because I've had girlfriends that were insulted by that too. They'd say, "Well, why do you have to take care of yourself if we're doing it as often as we are?" And it's like, "Well, you know, just a, I, you know."
Yeah,
I don't really have an answer for it, but don't be insulted.
Well, as a man, it's weird. Sometimes the more you get, the more you want.
Good, you should answer as a man.
It's true. The more you get, the more you want. If you can go for a while without, it's not as important to have it.
Well, it's also kind of,
yeah, but if you don't use it,
you lose
it.
The more I get, the more I want.
It's also, I mean, think back to when you first start dating somebody, right? And you first get sexually active. And if you haven't dated in a while and you start getting sex, all of a sudden you start, I mean, you are horny all the time mm-hmm. once you start getting it again. So, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Great. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome, Lynn.
Thank
you.
That was a great question because I think there are a lot of women out there who believe that.
I
That's
do too.
Right. Yeah,
and
yeah,
probably
it's
too,
an awful thing to think because you shouldn't be thinking that.
I think too many women take it personally when men do things that they don't understand.
Yep.
They make
don't,
it about them when it's
personally.
Not about them at all.
Don't even get me started on porn.
I even like to.
Yeah, don't even get me started on porn.
Okay, let's get you started on porn.
Well, you know what? That's a good
Don't take
question.
That personally either.
No.
Do not take it personally, ladies.
Okay, so do you prefer
There's
to watch
nothing
men?
Personal about
do you
that.
Prefer to watch men and women or women and women?
Well, either one is fine with me.
Yeah, either one's fine with me also.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
But don't take it personally because it is not personal.
I think on occasion, and this is not coming from personal experience, there are people who get hung up on porn and they're replacing a real relationship or any kind of real sex with porn.
But that's a different case, though. That's a different that I think that's an unusual outside the norm.
Yeah,
I would hope
problem,
so.
And that,
the problem
that's
is much
that's got other
deeper
issues that are involved.
Sexual.
I believe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
But run-of-the-mill, no.
Well, yeah, I the words porn
addiction. The question, of course, is which is which.
Yeah, the words porn addiction, again, that's one of those addictions that I don't believe can exist because, to me, an addiction is something that when you take the substance away, body parts start to shut down. And if you quit doing porn...
Yeah, your body part doesn't shut down.
There really
down.
Is no
right.
body part
yeah,
that would
like
shut down.
Yeah, that's like saying that Tiger Woods has sex addiction. Come on.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
really.
Exactly.
Yeah.
As if.
No, he just had many willing women.
Right.
Well, of course he did. He was a golf star.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Got millions and millions of dollars, and you don't know what his life is like.
Right. Poor
Different.
Thing.
I'll try.
Okay.
Alrighty then.
All right, well, Rob, I know you've got a plane to catch. Thanks for coming on with us today.
I do, actually, but thank you very much for having me. I hope you guys had a good time.
Have a great flight. Text me when you land.
Thank you very much.
Nice meeting you, Rob.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So we really have only just like a few minutes left.
Yeah, we're down to, we've got 5 minutes left.
That went
so
really fast.
That did go very fast. Anything we want to wrap up with? That went really fast.
Sorry about that.
Joey, we really appreciate you coming in. I mean, this would have been much more boring if it was just me and Vicky, you know?
Yeah, we could not have had the male perspective. And that you know, seemed like it was really important for this topic.
Yeah. I learned a thing or two.
And I thank you for being like honest and like right out there.
Yeah.
That's why we picked you. We knew that you'd be like totally honest and just put it right out there.
Yeah, I usually don't pull any punches.
Yeah, no. Joey's a no BS kind of guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, which is good.
Yeah.
Since and we you and I are the, no BS kind of gals.
Yeah, that, we knew that was the kind of show we wanted to have.
Yeah. So are we done with sex and we're going to move on to next week, or do we have anything we want to wrap up?
Are we done with sex? No, I plan to have it till I'm old and gray.
Okay.
Yes.
But absolutely. Yeah, for the day, for the topic, for the moment, yeah.
All right, well, let's talk about next week. Next week, we start a two-part series on raising healthy kids. And I think next week, we're going to start with having the healthiest pregnancy possible. It's kind of funny that the kids show follows the sex show, isn't it? I think we'll start with having the healthiest pregnancy possible, and then infant and toddler, how you keep them healthy and set them up for healthy habits later on in life. And
trying to get a couple of guests. We have a couple of people in mind that we want to be our guests for those.
Well, I've got one lined up for sure. This is a mom whose son came down with autism, and she recovered him. He's in a absolutely normal first grade class. You'd really not know anything
that's
wrong with him.
However, awesome.
It's still an amazing journey for them. They still have so much that they have to do on a daily basis to watch with him, and she'll talk about that. We'll talk about the childhood diseases, asthma, ear infections, that kind of stuff. A lot of people don't know chiropractic is extremely effective for those. So we'll be talking about that. And I don't know if you saw, but a whole bunch of children's Motrin and Tylenol just got recalled this week. So
surprise.
I know. What a surprise. So we'll talk about some healthy alternatives for that. And I think the following week we're doing healthy teens, right?
We're sure going to give it our best shot.
Yeah. So,
what are you doing out there in the world this week?
What am I doing out there in the world this week? I've got a lecture on stress at the Quartz Hill Public Library on Saturday. And we're doing a health fair on Thursday all day, so I won't be in the office Thursday. I don't remember where that is. It's in Palmdale. And other than that, just seeing patients, saving lives. What about you?
Well, I'm seeing patients this week, both in Rancho Cucamonga and here, of course, Lancaster. And one of the things that I've got that's stirring up some interest is I'm doing a hypnosis training class for Spanish-speaking people.
Oh, of course, you don't speak Spanish.
I barely speak Spanish. I have a bilingual person that's going to help me train the class. And I think there's a huge need for Spanish-speaking hypnotists out there.
I'm sure there is.
That for some reason, they're just not a lot of them.
And I wonder why.
I don't know.
Well, good for you.
I'm sure I'll find out over the course of the next few weeks when we're setting up this class.
Very cool. Joey, what do you got going on?
Yeah, what do you got going on, Joe?
Nothing.
That sounds exciting.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. Just working hard.
Yeah.
That's about it. I did hear, you know, did you hear that the lady who was accused of killing the little girl up in Tracy? This was about a year
and a
half
ago. I didn't hear the story. I try to avoid stories that involve little children being
killed. She
pled
guilty this morning.
Oh.
Really?
So what was the story?
It was in a trailer park.
Uh-huh.
And she lured the girl into her trailer, supposedly. And they found her a drainage ditch in a suitcase.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Remember that?
No.
You don't remember that?
I don't watch the news, though. I stay away from it.
Because she had pled not guilty, and everybody felt so sorry for her, and now she's pleading guilty.
Yeah, the only news I watch is Jon Stewart's version.
Yeah.
It's about the only way I can handle it.
I've recently started watching more news. I don't know why, because
I was listening to it on the radio this morning.
I tend not to.
Yeah, I stay away from that stuff.
Here's the question that's come up in my practice this week.
What's that?
Because of the movie 2012.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? And I just think, I don't care what's happening in 2012. I plan to live 2010 for 2010.
Yeah, I'm only worried about right now.
I mean, first of all, what can you do about it?
Nothing.
Absolutely.
You may not even be here. I mean, you could get hit by a bus on the way home.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Thank you for that.
And think of...
well, not you, Joey.
I think there are a lot of people that are freaking out and... They don't need to because that makes them not.
Well, the whole Nostradamus thing that never came to fruition. Yeah. And
looks like we gotta go.
Yeah, we're wrapping it up. All right, so we'll see you next week. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
The following was a sponsored program. Hyda is a broadcast.